Right, this is the last little talk from me. Hooray! Well, this is the famous Hole in the Wall pub. It had various names. Not much of it was to do with this abutment, which is extremely rare. Roger's standing modelling so beautifully. No, don't do that. If you can imagine, in olden days, this actually continued. This building, other buildings were here. They were either lost in a blitz or road widening, the usual things that happen in Bristol. But that abutment was there for a specific purpose. There were two lots of people in Bristol that would nobble you or crimp you, and they were either the press gang or the slave ship owners. And they would do it basically by either getting you in your cups or getting you in debt or getting a hold of you somehow, and then whisking you off to wherever they wanted to take you. This abutment was to prevent the drinkers in here from falling prey to them. This particular pub has two separate entrances, and they always used to have a lookout in there who could see either up the grove or down the grove for anybody coming. And if anyone did come, they could up went the shout and they could skedaddle out the other side. And this pub was immortalised in Treasure Island as the Spyglass Inn, and it follows all the things laid down by Stevenson. Whether Stevenson knew about that or not is a different matter, but it was immortalised by Stevenson. Clarkson knew about this sort of thing, and Landlord Thompson, when he took him to Mar Street, he was looking for all these bad practices, and that was what he wrote up. And it was the fact that British seamen, who their attrition rate was, he recorded it in 1786, of 1,000 sailors that went from Bristol, 250 deserted, 500 came home, and 250 actually died doing it. So it was very, very unpopular. Anyway, it's immortalised in Treasure Island. That geezer, Sir John Hawkins, who we mentioned, who had the Seven Stars pub, he was a sponsor of Woods Rogers' voyage. You'll see a plaque to Woods Rogers in a minute. Big privateer. He circumnavigated the world, rescued Alexander Selkirk, who'd been marooned. That was the inspiration for Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. Defoe met Selkirk over the old dungeon keep of Castle Green that we were in earlier. Because of Robinson Crusoe, Jonathan Swift wrote Gulliver's Travels as a sort of opposing view of the colonisation that Defoe was promoting. Samuel Taylor Coleridge did The Rime of the Ancient Mariner and the exploits of one of the people who was lost on Woods Rogers' voyage. He'd been left on the Galapagos Islands, captured by the Spanish, enslaved for 15 years, and then finally came home. Then we had William Williams, who did the Journal of Llewelyn Penrose, which was the first ever recorded encrypted map and pirate treasure, which was then used by Edgar Allan Poe, which was then used by Robert Louis Stevenson. So we got all these literary facts, and all this because of Bristol's place in world history. And then there you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.